I'm Jaron Cohen with the WEKU Daily News Podcast for June 12, 2026. A newly approved development plan in Lexington includes suggestions on how data centers could be regulated in industrial zones. Shepard Snyder has more.
The Blue Sky Small Area Plan dictates how Lexington will develop an industrial park that was added into the city's urban boundary 3 years ago. One recommendation by consultants would stop data centers larger than 50,000 square feet from being built in industrial zones. There's currently no set time frame for the Planning Commission to enact that recommendation. But earlier this week, Lexington Council members voted to also direct the commission to write policy for data centers across all of Fayette County. Director of Planning Jim Duncan says they're two separate items that will be considered in tandem.
We will look at the recommendations from the consultant, but then also see how we need to apply that across the board in the community as we're developing the data center regulations.
A public hearing on the council-directed zoning amendment is scheduled July 30th. I'm Shepard Snyder in Lexington.
A federal grant will help Kentucky Power customers save about $1 a month on a cooling tower project in West Virginia. Last week, the U.S. Department of Energy awarded $51 million to construct a mechanical draft cooling tower at the Mitchell Coal Plant. The plant is jointly owned by Kentucky Power and Wheeling Power. Both are seeking approval from regulators in Kentucky and West Virginia to proceed with the $191 million project. Nicole Kuhn, a regulatory consultant for parent company American Electric Power, told the Kentucky Public Service Commission in written testimony that the project will cost Kentucky Power residential customers $3.64 a month. A Sierra Club witness testified to the Kentucky Commission last month that Mitchell should be retired and replaced with a cleaner, more efficient, more flexible resource alternative. A formal hearing is scheduled in Frankfort on July 8th. Owensboro is home to Kentucky's first residential facility for teens and young adults who are homeless or don't have a permanent place to call home. The Empowerment Academy opened in April with 4 residents and the capacity to serve more than 30. It's funded largely through individual and community donations. Operations manager Beth Criswell Jordan experienced her own bouts of homelessness.
When I was in high school, I couch surfed. Sometimes I slept across the front seat of my truck. That's a hard way to live when you're trying to finish high school. And it's hard to think about college. It's hard to think about your future when you're worried about where you're going to sleep and what you're going to eat.
Criswell Jordan works with the residents to finish high school, find work, and enroll in college or a training program, all while teaching independent living skills. The goal of early intervention is to prevent adult chronic homelessness. Louisville Metro is asking for feedback on proposed regulations for new data centers. They try to address some of the residents' biggest concerns, including data centers' impact on energy costs. Developers would have to provide evidence that utility companies can meet their needs without raising rates. LPM's Roberto Roldan says data centers would also be restricted to certain areas.
The smallest data centers would be allowed to be built in commercial manufacturing zones and research office districts, but the mid- and large-sized data centers would be restricted to industrial areas, and all of them would be required to meet special standards.
Those standards include set distances from nearby homes and schools, as well as energy efficiency. Hyperscale data centers larger than 500,000 square feet would be completely banned under the proposed rules. Cornerstone Community Bank in Owensboro has become Kentucky's first newly created bank charter since 2009. Governor Andy Beshear says the bank received a de novo charter, which is rare.
These days, most new banks happen when a bigger bank buys a smaller bank or a bank buys another bank and then changes the name of it. Last year, only 4 banks nationwide were built from the ground up like this one by local investors.
Learn more at weku.org. For WEKU News, I'm Jaron Cohen.